I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's okay. Hello.
Lewis Black.
Let's hope so, or it's going to be a long interview.
Lewis Black's coming to town Saturday night at Cullen Performance Center, doing what he does best, which is ranting and raving. He points his fingers at you, yells and screams. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a show like that? Welcome to The Spot. I'm Grego, and this is my buddy Terry Lewis.
Hey, Lewis.
How we doing? How are you guys?
Big fan.
Well, thank you.
We're huge fans. What's under your skin these days? It's been a while. We used to cross paths when you would come to the Houston Improv, and we would see you in our studios. I don't expect you to remember us, but you know,
I do.
I don't remember what happened last Wednesday.
You know, one of my favorite things in the world that I attribute, I'm just going to say this up front to you, is that, you know, you have the end of the world pegged as right here in Houston, where you saw the Starbucks across from the Starbucks that was down the street from the Laugh Stop. That's still to this day one of my favorite bits of all time, because it's true, and I believe they're still both open to this day for whatever reason.
They're open, and then apparently they opened one in a Barnes & Noble, if it's still open, across the street, too. Because, you know,
right.
You can't have enough.
That's right.
And, because the end of the world obviously needed an anus.
And by the way, Lewis, there's another one right down the street at the Kroger. So it is Starbucks Mecca.
That happens here in Houston, though, sometimes. There's a place in Pearland, and there's a Chase Bank across the street from a Chase Bank. It's not even that busy of an area. They bought another bank, and they were like, yeah, we're just going to leave it there. That's good, you know.
Well, the thing is that bit was the first bit that the Daily Show sent me down there to film the Starbucks across from the Starbucks. So I actually did a Back in Black from Houston. That's never happened. From all of my stand-up has never bled over into the Daily Show, but that was the only time. Because they were so astonished.
Yeah. I loved Back in Black. That was a great bit that you did on there. That was lots of fun. You should just do little Back in Blacks all the time still.
Well, we're still doing it.
Are you?
Yeah, that'll give you an idea of just how good my PR is. we are. I'm still on the show. We actually, just before Valentine's Day, I'll be on again.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on with Trevor now. I just say they don't know how to get rid of me.
Hey, good for you.
So, Lewis, I was coming in, and I just heard a little piece of news that I was just wondering if you'd have comment on. Apparently, Cardi B has announced that she feels if she goes back to school for just a couple of years, she'll be able to come out and run for Congress.
Well, you know, everything, you know, it's all open now. It's, you know, that's the way it's going now. We have reached a whole new level of stupidity. So, you know, anybody who wants to can run. I mean, you know, I mean, that was initially the idea, that was just citizens were supposed to run. And that made sense when citizens actually were farmers and did stuff and had things to do and were involved with the land. And now it's just, come on. You know what you said, what was getting under my skin? What's getting under my skin now is there are no adults in the room. None. Anywhere. Forget it. And I don't think anyone in an elected office of any type give me a week off. All you get to do is to come out and you tell me how much weight you gained yesterday. And that's all I want to hear from you. That's it. Don't spin it. Don't tell me you ate too much. I don't care. And then try to convince me of your side just using your weight gain or loss. Because what you're telling me makes no sense anymore.
And to think, this guy plays golf. I don't understand it. I don't know how you can play golf, Lewis.
Well, I know. But I've kind of calmed down on the golf course. I've gotten a little better. I've gotten better.
So, amongst the other assorted topics that may or may not be covered Saturday night at the Cullen Performance Center, do you want to give us a glimpse into the window of material?
I'm going to talk about my parents, who my father passed away in May. He was 101.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I mean, he's 101. What am I going to say? Live longer?
Right.
And, I mean, that's unbelievable. And then my mother is still with us, and she's 101. So I kind of talk about, dealing with the fact that everybody's parents. You talk to somebody, and you go, you know, well, my parents are 101, and they go, well, my parents are 97. My parents are 94. You know, I mean, everybody's living way, way longer, and I talk about what that's like. And, you know, my mother's the only one I ever heard at the age of 95, after she blew out the candles, said, nobody should live this long.
That's right. I was just going to say, that's more of a curse than a blessing.
And then we sang Happy Birthday. But I mean, it's unbelievable. So I talk a lot. I mean, I spend a chunk of time talking about that, because really, I don't. You know, people kind of. I'm getting stuff on that Twitter idiocy or the rest of the nut job stuff that people allow people to just go quack quack honk honk, and that I've never enjoyed any of it. And the people going, well, I know what he's going to do that night. You don't.
Right.
Nobody knows what I'm going to do that night.
And
unless you saw my show, a month ago, you haven't a clue.
On the subject of Twitter and everybody having a voice these days, how have you responded as a comedian to the backlash, the PC backlash, where you can't be funny anymore?
I don't really pay attention.
Yeah.
I've always kind of been kind of like, I'm not big enough for people to give a, they don't care. I've always had that position, I've always had that portion of the spectrum where they go, it's Lewis, he's nuts. so I kind of get a certain, but I don't, I mean, if somebody tries to PC on me in the audience, I generally will come back with, I will go, here's where the joke was, schmuck.
Yes.
Okay, here's where you missed the point. You stop listening at this word, so stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Lewis Black.
What you do? You either laugh or you don't laugh. And if you laugh and you felt it was a bad thing, what you do is you hit your other hand and go, bad. I'm a bad person.
So know this, Lewis Black's show Saturday night's a full contact sport. So get
it
ready.
Is.
You might get bruised up a little bit.
Well, a little. I mean, but most of the time people get it, because I'm not out there trying to. I'm not talking about things that are going to. I'm trying to entertain people, for God's sake. People go, well, he's going to talk. He's going to talk about, the president. Well, I talk about the president the same amount that I talk about every president. 3 to 5 minutes. These guys don't interest me.
This is not the bulk of your show.
Never was the bulk of my show. And now they're going, boy, I can't believe he's going to talk about him. Well, I talked about all of them. So now it's your turn. You wanted him. I get to talk about him for 5 minutes. You cry, baby.
Yeah, see, that's your job.
Same way I talked about the last schmuck and the schmuck before him and the other schmuck.
That's your job. You have to talk about him. You have to
talk
about him.
I hope you get regular checkups, buddy, because, boy, you're going to blow a gear.
It's really hard to believe that of all the emotions that were in the Disney movie, that Pixar movie that you were in, they chose anger for you.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Inside Out was the name of the movie. That was the one. I've seen that so many times, and you were anger. And you were so perfect for that, by the way.
Well, thank you. I loved doing that. That was great.
What was that experience like?
Well, it was great because they're the greatest people on earth to work for. They're not in Los Angeles. You don't have to deal with that. They're outside. They're not even in San Francisco. They're outside of San Francisco. They're a great group of people to work with. They have the best lunch on earth. You can't beat their lunch. And it's everything. It's everything from quinoa to barbecued ribs. You know, they've got, you know, double, you know, the gluten area, gluten-free areas, you know, vegetables that aren't even vegetables.
The best part of being an animated character in a Disney movie is lunch.
Yeah, exactly. That was the best part.
Wow. Who would have known? You know, all the times I've seen that movie, I did not think about, I wonder what he had for lunch. That's amazing.
Well, I'll tell you this. I visit them every time I'm in that area just to have lunch with them.
I love that.
Lewis Black, Saturday night at the Cullen Performance Center. It's this and... It's going to be this square. This dude is hilarious. He always has been. Love you, man. Thank you so much.
Truly an honor.
Well, thank
you.
I really appreciate the time. And also, the other thing that folks should know, I picked a different venue to work in because I think it's a better venue for comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was playing the Revention Center, which is a great, it's a good venue, but I just think it's too big for it, and it's kind of not designed. It's more of a music venue, and so the other venue, which name is escaping me right now, the Cullen Arts Center is more, you know, plays more to that kind of what I kind of do.
Well, you can see the faces of the people you're screaming at.
Exactly. You just nailed that.
All right, Lewis, we'll see you Saturday night. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later, bud. Bye.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.